Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's hashtag third hour with Tobin, Leroy, and Beast. With Robbie the Degenerate.
All right, welcome back, everybody. We are live from Twin Peaks in Davie for a Man Cave Monday. Hot damn, everybody. It is happy hour. Goes until 6 right now. Get the Twin Peaks Dirty Blind. It is served at a frosty 28.8 degrees.
Somebody keep opening up that damn refrigerator.
Keep it cold.
Real cold. Get $3.50 man-sized Peak Signature beers, $4 appetizers, and $5 man-sized Kona Big Waves. Coming off a weekend where Game of Thrones ended. We had ourselves some boxing on Saturday night. Oh, by the way, first of all, I want to say a couple things about the boxing match this weekend, okay? So Deontay Wilder, he knocked out Dominic Brazil. All right, Leroy? If you missed the call, here it is, courtesy of Showtime.
Brazil was stumbling a little bit. But credit to Brazil for having the character to throw with him.
Wilder hit Brazil so hard, they are feeling it in Brazil. Mamma mia, what a KO.
Now, he killed him. He didn't actually kill him like people were worried about and wanted to, you know, have sanctions on Deontay Wilder because they said, he wanted to kill a guy. Now, I'm no rocket scientist, but I think Deontay Wilder hit him pretty hard. I don't know if you guys saw it. About as humanly possible as you could hit a man with a clean right hand right across the face. And yet, if he were to die, people would have thought that's premeditation. That's what drives me crazy about it. It does. Because people out there think because of what Deontay Wilder said that he had bigger intentions to do more damage in this fight than that. That's the most damage you could do. He destroyed that person's face. Flatlined him on the canvas.
I got to tell you, and what made it worse, buddy, don't try to pop up. You ain't getting up.
Yeah, I saw him. He's like, ref stopped it up. Let me tell you something right now, Brazil. Cut that ref off a bonus and tip him for stopping that fight.
Because
if you would have unleashed Deontay Wilder on you again, that would have been bad news, man. Then you might have ended up in the casket.
You think you were going to be able to? You were sober and wide awake when that first one hit you right between the eyes. Think of where you were. How many times you got hit if you were a little groggy?
Check, please.
I think he hits harder than Tyson, man. I really do.
Really?
I think he does.
They hit differently. Tyson.
But that's a big point, though.
Like Tyson was a close. He would come close, with power from close.
Uppercuts,
Deontay,
body shots.
Wow. He winds up.
He's got one monster right hand.
Right.
And he hits everybody with it, and they end up facing the stars.
Now, it's amazing to me that him and Tyson Fury fought to a draw.
I know.
Because, I'm still not. Tyson Fury. Say what you want, he's a champ or whatever, but it's hard for me to believe he could survive that, but he did.
He did, but he's a big boy. He's a big boy, and he got the touch of God, whatever the hell brought him up from the dead there. I don't know what it was in that 12th round. It's amazing. I'm disappointed they're not fighting, but I tell you one thing. If you're going to fight a guy who nobody wants to see you fight, and you did that to him, that's how you do it.
Yeah.
You go out there, and you turn him into an absolute cartoon. And that's what Deontay Wilder did. It was unbelievable.
He did.
He is a showman. Right. I think he's the most entertaining heavyweight. I really do. And you know what the thing that drives me crazy? Because he doesn't have the blokes backing him in London, he's not going to get that same support because we don't root for our guys like they do over there.
Right.
And so that always troubles him in these negotiations where they could always fall back to the little safe haven of Britain or London or Wales or wherever the hell they want to go over there. And Deontay, he's had to have 41 fights, and he's nowhere to the financial way those other two guys are.
Sure.
And that's crazy to me. That's crazy to put on that kind of a show, a heavyweight that's that entertaining. He's got everything you've asked for heavyweights to be. American, power, charismatic, good story. He's got it all.
Here's the
problem. There's no reason why he shouldn't be a bigger star.
I think here, there's so much more competition.
100%, yeah.
With the promotions and, you know, people putting together these cards and all these production promotion, you know, teams that they compete with each other. So you have one fighter here versus another fighter. They can't, like, you guys want to fight, but if your two teams can't reach an agreement, you don't fight.
It is a thing.
Whereas if you go over there.
And I think we have a more skeptical eye here in America, because if you go over to London or England or wherever over there, they're doing all that over the fights over there too, but they don't care. They just want to see those guys fight. They want to be part of the party.
Exactly.
It's crazy.
Oh, just take it for an American to screw it up.
Destroyed it.
Because there's a whole bunch of fights, no lie, that ever since the heavyweight division with Tyson, Evander Holyfield, Riddick Bowe, with all those guys, right? Those fights, that's when it started happening. It was then where it started happening, where you couldn't get the fight you wanted because all of the promotions were going back and forth, and they couldn't never set a fight, or one guy was fighting with Showtime and one guy was fighting with HBO.
Right.
And you couldn't get the fight, not because the fighters didn't want to fight, but because they couldn't figure out a way to do it. Or you had a six-fight deal with HBO, this guy had a six-fight deal with Showtime, they couldn't figure out a way to put the fight together.
Let's give you a chance to win $1,000 right now on Beast Bonus. The word this hour is final, F-I-N-A-L. Text it to 72881 and you're registered. If you don't win this time, you'll have another chance at the top of next hour. It's a national contest. Message and data rates may apply. And it's all brought to you by Anna Jar and Levine, accident attorneys. Call 1-800-747-FREE. Let's get the headlines.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
Frank Vogel just introduces the Lakers head coach. That's exciting.
Frank Hole.
LeBron was there to witness it. Sure, he enjoyed it.
He gets credit. He gets credit for showing up. That's exactly what he wanted.
All signs point to it being a laughing stock. But, hey, it's all good.
How could you be a laughing stock with LeBron? What's wrong with you guys?
No. Just the scene there at the presser. Because,
oh, okay. I was getting ready to say, because there's been a lot of coaches who couldn't coach.
There was Lakers management
that LeBron
there
made look good,
having to deal with the Magic Johnson fallout, and then there's Frank Vogel, and it's supposed to be his day, but all the attention's taken away. And
are they asking any questions yet?
Yeah, I think it's done, actually. I'm not sure.
Oh, really?
I don't know.
Was Pelinka there?
I don't know. I didn't see pictures. I just kind of got the,
why would he not be there?
Like, yeah, Pelinka was there. He denied
it. I think they all.
Pelinka was up there and he denied it. He said that it's not true. And I think he said it was gut wrenching or heart or
yeah,
something like that.
Sure, it was backstabber. Marlins are off until tomorrow night, so we take a pause.
So he's calling Mr. Laker
a liar.
Liar. It's probably a bad idea.
Well, unless he's lying.
I don't think he's lying. Magic Johnson doesn't seem like a
but
liar.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, okay, we have two people.
Who's going to be the liar? The guy that was an agent or
right.
Magic Johnson?
But that's the point, guys, is Magic Johnson is able to do that. That's why he has to come out there and make – this is the one reason I'd be skeptical of it. Magic Johnson knew that some people didn't think that he deserved that job because he wasn't going to put in the work. He just wanted to smile and be Magic Johnson. If he just ups and leaves because he doesn't want to do the job anymore, and he really does just want to up and tweet, and everybody was right about that, you have to find a scapegoat. Well, who's the scapegoat? Laker fans don't care about Rob Pelinka. They're never going to side with Magic Johnson in an argument of who are you going to love more in your Lakers fanhood, Magic Johnson or Rob Pelinka. So if he can use that to his advantage, I could see why he would set him up like that. I'm not saying that's what happened, but I could definitely see that being a case.
So you calling Magic Johnson a liar?
I'm not calling him a liar.
It's not a Tuesday, so be careful.
I did not call him a liar.
I didn't call him a liar.
I did not call him a liar.
I said I'm more likely to believe Magic because of what he's done in his career.
I didn't call him a liar.
Rob Pelinka.
I didn't call him a liar, but what I'm saying is I would understand why Magic Johnson would lie to make it seem like he didn't make all of his doubters right.
You sound like OJ in that book.
I did not do that.
Yeah.
If I did it.
What was that HBO special that came on with the guy?
That the HBO special with the guy, yes.
With Ted Bundy?
No, the murder.
Oh, Making a Murderer?
Make a Murderer, yeah.
That was on Netflix.
That guy for sure did it.
Anywho.
Nice try, Netflix.
See what I did there? Transition.
You used your crutch.
Yep. That's what I did. Reuben Carter was carted off. Reuben Foster was carted off the field at OTAs today for the Redskins back leg injury. No, not Hurricane Reuben Carter. No, Reuben Foster. Bad leg injury. Doesn't look good. Getting an MRI. Also in college football news, FSU member DeAndre Francois,
of course,
transferring south, but not this far south, just to Boca, to FAU.
Oh, all right. Shout out. Good for him, man.
The Lane Train getting a nice transfer.
The Lane Train got derailed last year. They won like 5 games.
Yeah.
And they just lost Singletary and the other running back.
How many seasons of bad football would FAU have to play for them to fire him?
They'd have to go, I think, 3-9 2 years in a row. Then again, FIU, all it took was Cristobal, 1-3-9, and he was out.
FAU, like, Boca seems like the perfect
and
fit for Lane.
And he got the head coaching job at Oregon.
Yeah, there was some sketchy stuff going on there with
Pete Garcia.
Yeah.
How do you go from FIU to Oregon?
I don't know, but did you see that Cristobal was still, like, he was still romancing the ways of the cane with that swag article?
Oh, yeah.
We were talking about this on Friday.
He was throwing that
out there. What are you more sick of? Are you more sick of swag? Or are you more
culture?
How did it end up? Let me get the poll results. I believe swag ended up winning.
It was close, though, wasn't it?
It started pulling away. More people are getting sick of the talk of Kane swag than he culture.
Yeah.
It was. Hold on. I'm pulling it up now. Here we go.
I mean, they've only had one 10-win season in how many years?
It's 2003.
Yeah, we're talking about this on Friday. What are you more sick of hearing about? He culture, Kane swag, with almost 1,000 votes. Kane swag, 54% of the vote.
Oh, it was close.
It was close.
But yeah, you can't only have one 10-win season and talk about swag. Can't.
Someone says shocking that Kobe's agent would be a snake.
Mamba.
Speaking of which, did you guys see you know whose agent he used to be the agent of Dion Waiters, right?
Dion, Palenka, right?
I got a picture. Let me show you this, Leroy. I'll send it to you boys too. I saw this picture of
Dion
Waiters.
Looking nice?
Dion Waiters looking good.
Because he has time to work out?
Ah.
Really?
Yeah.
You're going to give him that opportunity now?
You put away the Fortnite?
Huh?
I'm telling you.
No,
take a look at him.
Like, you guys don't understand. He was trying to get in shape while he was playing basketball.
Looks good.
Because
right,
he couldn't
right?
run.
Looks good.
Because he can run now? Because he can exercise? Like, why you guys think that's like...
I'm just saying, it looks good. It's one thing to say it; it's another to do it.
He's not Dion the Broken anymore.
Nope, he's not. He's not Dion the Jelly Roll anymore.
You guys are terrible. You're like
that's Philly cheese,
okay,
man.
Coming from when was the last time you was in?
I ran a 5K this weekend.
Didn't run it; you walked it fast.
I ran it.
Wait a minute. Finished in 34 minutes, but also.
Wait. What was the time we gave you?
You told me to do it in 30, which was ridiculous.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
It's hard.
3-plus miles?
Yeah.
We gave him 30
minutes. That's like 9.5-minute miles.
Yeah, but I don't do 3 miles. I'm not a long-distance
runner.
9.5-minute
miles.
9.5? Usually when people
miles.
Say,
oh,
high?
9.5?
What is that, like a 7 on the treadmill? 9.5?
7 is like
what am I, Speedy Gonzalez? What are you, crazy? By the way, you said do you think I've ever moved that fast in my life?
9.5 minutes is not moving fast.
9.5?
Hey. Will somebody please text it and tell them how ridiculous.
Are you crazy?
How slow 9.5-minute mile is?
I feel like I was slower than last year, but not by much. I think I was like 33 last year. My leg hurt, man.
Yeah, what happened with your leg?
It feels better now. It just needed a day's rest. I always bounce back.
It needed a day of toting all that weight around. That's what it needed.
It did. I'm not used
to
it.
All that upper body.
Trudging along.
All the curls and dips and all that stuff you do.
Anytime I was slowing up, anytime like somebody.
You got some motivation?
Yeah, I had to be like, oh.
Keep moving, fat ass!
Two others.
Jennifer was there. Jennifer's she's running the board with Robbie today. She must have been like, look at this fat pig just running down the road.
Oh, did you run laps?
We had you go down all the way, Fort Lauderdale Beach, then you come back around, and then you have to go around some cockamamie buildings to get the whole 3-plus over, whatever the hell it is.
Oh my god!
I cheered you on though.
You did. I appreciated it.
Yeah. I could just see you saying, "Go Tobin."
It's probably what I said actually.
giggling. So you just went. Your wife and kids didn't go to.
No, I had to get up at 4 a.m. to go.
Why?
Because I had to register. I didn't register online. I had to go get there at 6, even though there was no line there. But I one time I did oversleep. I'm always paranoid about that.
There.
It was like 4 years ago.
Here. mile for an average person should be between 7 and 8 minutes.
Oh, hell out of here.
You can walk a mile in about 9 minutes.
I walk a mile in 20.
What? Walk a mile in 9 minutes? Are you crazy?
I'm just reading what it
20-minute mile is 3 on the treadmill. A 15-minute mile is 4 on the treadmill.
Right.
If you hit a 6,
you can walk,
a six
you can walk fast
at
5.
If you go 6, 6 is a 10-minute mile.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
But that's humming.
6?
6 is humming.
6 is
humming.
For me, 6 is
between fast walk and jog. So
no, you're crazy.
You walk fast and then bounce.
Anything
because
about,
you're too scared you're going to fall off.
Five is like a Liam Neeson racist power walk.
Someone says all right. Speedy Tobin Gonzalez.
Six is like a yog to run.
Uh-oh. Here we go.
6.5 is full-on run.
Speedy Tobin Gonzalez.
I just said that.
Here. I ran the corporate run in 24:17. My wife ran it in 32 minutes. Wife.
What did he run it in?
Listen, 24:17. Let's not do that thing.
In where? He ran a 5K?
He said the corporate run.
That's a 5K. That's normally a 5K.
And he ran 24? Props for him. Good for him.
Oh, now the Texans are challenging Leroy to go run a 5K.
Oh, you want to hear this, though?
No,
this...
I don't run.
How about this one? So Zaslow this morning, how about this little gem? He claims, and I couldn't believe this. I want to slap him in the face. He says him doing the dribble drive was more exhausting than doing a 5K.
Well, didn't he?
Now,
I
was running. He was walking and dribbling.
Yeah, but for how long? But for what? Like 20 miles or
who
something?
Who cares? Beast, I will go and walk 13 miles right now. It's walking. It's walking. And Zaslow has those little pin legs.
What time of the day? See, he was
and
doing
he
in the middle of the day. He was doing in the middle of the day. It was much hotter.
Walking?
Yeah.
Walking anything. Like, you would have to, you would have to walk 30
Wait.
Miles for every one you run.
Here's the kicker. Zach Dorte's with you.
Is that like extra torture
no,
on my mind?
That's he did it with him. He walked with him.
Zach
so?
Wants to do something else this year. I don't know, like crunches all the way to the AAA or something.
Plus Zaslow,
how about eat chips?
Plus Zaslow had like snacks on the way. He got to hang out with Alonzo Mourning.
And he had a van. He could dip
not
into
the
van
same thing.
With AC.
Not the same thing. It's not even close. 13 miles walking. Get the hell out of here. You basically did a parade. Congratulations.
Wait. I don't think you're in no position to be questioning.
I am questioning.
Wait, was that the Tobin run? Because I know how you run. And you kind of run, but you kind of walk.
I mean, there was points when I was doing the Tobin run. But there were some times when I was humming. I felt like my first mile was good. I was feeling
when did it all fall apart for you?
Second mile.
And how much training did you do for it?
Zero. And I actually did like extra less training that week.
Extra training.
You carved up?
No, I just wasn't. I was like, yeah, I should probably really hum up the old legs, get the wheels greased.
Instead, you did full upper body.
No, I was doing a lot of boxing classes.
It doesn't
involve a lot of moving. It's just usually like, it's usually hitting heavy bags and doing, you know, squats. It doesn't really help you, in this case.
Mm.
I mean, you could strengthen your legs.
Yeah, but somehow it's not running the same, man. I don't know.
Somebody
what to tell
said
you.
Leroy is way off. A 9-minute mile is a fast jog. I mean, if you run a lap in 2 minutes around a track, that's pretty slow. 2 minutes?
That's a quarter mile, isn't it?
Yeah.
All I know is,
and you do four of those.
All I know is whatever,
8 minutes.
All I know is whatever I did over 3 miles was way harder than what Zaslow did in the dribble drive.
Just like there was people that finished after you, right?
Oh, a lot of people finished after me.
Yeah, but they,
a lot of people finished after.
Brand me. Finished after him.
How dare you?
And the dragon, because he couldn't keep it on the course.
I'm Tobin the Slow. That would be my king name. Welcome back, everybody. It's Monday. It's a Man Cave Monday.
Man, I like to refer to it as
Sleepy Monday.
Oh yeah.
What did you just eat? You ate a pudding pie? What was that thing?
Oh, pudding pie.
What was that thing? Pie? I don't know, man. You were eating some chocolate thing inside a flaky crust.
Wasn't chocolate.
What was it?
It's pecan pie.
Oh, excuse me.
But the difference between white people and black people is when you go to a restaurant, sometimes they try to do too much. They put little caramel or something on it. So what you saw was the little sauce they put on top of the pecan pie. So it had the looks of fudge or something like that.
Did you guys see
it was quite tasty.
Did you guys see that rat bastard who dropkicked Arnold Schwarzenegger this week?
No.
What? You didn't see this? Oh, man.
No. Once I look, if you guys haven't heard already, I was a little busy.
I know, man. I know you were busy, but still. So this dude just dropkicks. That's Arnold right there.
On the ground?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's in South Africa, and he just comes in flying in, kicking Arnold out of nowhere.
Damn.
Yeah. Pretty crazy. Here's the other angle. You'll see Arnold. This guy's going to come in like a spider monkey.
Yeah, he did. Wait. Whoa. Wait.
Did we ever get a read, like, what the hell happened?
No, they said because they're still mad. Ooh.
He got sent flying in. Crazy.
Wait. First of all, and it's a black kid.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Wow. I'm going to just say and throw it out there. It's not like us.
Why?
It's just not.
It's not a normal.
Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Ah, well, he was
like, really?
He was asking for a Lamborghini. I don't know why he'd think that Arnold has access to a Lamborghini. I guess just celebrity.
So he kicked him in the neck?
In the back.
In the back.
In the back. He's a 71-year-old man, though, but he's still got some swole to him. So he took it pretty well.
He may have had some swole, but that guy standing next to him had a bunch of swole that choked old boy out.
Yeah, I think that guy needs to be fired. The guy who if you let Arnold Schwarzenegger get touched, you're a bad bodyguard.
Dude, what are the chances of somebody doing a flying, like, wow.
Don't know, but that's what you're supposed to be trained for.
No, yeah, I guess.
It is.
You think Arnie's sore? You think he's sore today?
I think he's fine.
All right. He looks old.
Yeah, he is old.
I mean, you need to get on that Sylvester Stallone.
This week, Jason Taylor had one of his events, and he was asked about the acquisition of Josh Rosen. And right. JT had this to say. Said, I thought it was a great move. You get a one-year look, see what's under the hood, and if you don't, you can change it. If you don't like it, then you can change the tires, put some custom wheels on it, and then keep riding that thing out. I saw also that he was also in the Brian Flores discussion, Robbie, where he is also disgusted by the whole tanking thing.
All players are. I don't know. The only people that think that's cool are dumb fans.
Whoa, 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 whoa. First of all, dumb is rude.
Yo, dumb. That's rude. Dumb. You're dumb. You're dumb. Because, wait. Your team,
I guess.
Your team loses.
He says this.
And you're pissed off that your team loses. But then the next breath out of your mouth is, it's okay to tank for Tua.
Here is his quote to Jason, Barry Jackson, excuse me, Ron Jackson. Jason Taylor said this. If you told me we need to stink to draft somebody that may or may not work out because it's an inexact science, we need you to win 3 games and lose 13 of them so we can get a pick. I'll tell you where to go, and it's not my event.
I guess I don't know.
Although I do remember where they told him to go after they tanked, and I believe it was to Washington.
Yeah. Okay.
Because Bill Parcells was not happy with him being on Dancing with the Stars. Now, turned out it's because Bill Parcells is a bastard. And so it wasn't deserved by JT.
Okay. But anyway.
What?
Anyway. Like, I want to give you the power for a day. And I want you to go in the room.
Tell me the power.
I want you to go into the room.
Okay.
And tell all these young men that spent their whole life to get this level of football and say, you're going to go out there. And you're going to make yourself look like clowns this year. But we're going to be better for it next year.
Listen, it's all – I could do that.
You don't think nothing
– Because with the way it would work like this. Listen, guys, we need to change some things around here, all right? Now, some of you are going to be part of the solution, but a lot of you are not. So know that I'm not talking to you. But there are
So half the room is going to be smoking a cigarette and reading newspaper?
Right.
Right? Like, play it.
And the point would be is those guys who are checked out and not listening to me, they're going to play checked out, thus us tanking and going to get the pick that I want to get us to greater pastures. It'll work out fully. It'll be great. Trust me. This is a Dolphin season where it's going to be like, look, I'm interested the entire way. But if it doesn't work out, it's going to be excellent. Excellent. I just don't want to end up in that waffle area where I don't quite know. One way or the other, got to know. None of this 7 years with Tannehill nonsense. You get 1 year with Rosen. I don't want it to be like, he may be good if you put the right piece right. No. If that's the case, if we got ourselves a Tandy Dalton, no. Run fast and go tank.
Okay. What if he plays like three games and gets injured?
But here's
oh, then you got to go, Robbie. Sorry. If you can stay healthy, them's the breaks.
Here's the problem.
He's Josh though. The Broken.
Here's the problem though. Okay? Like all the things that the team wants to do is fine. You don't make that public. You don't tell your players that. You demand that they do the preparation and all the things required to win. And sometimes you're not going to be good enough. That's different. That's setting a culture. That's setting a way, a lay of the land of how things are going to be in this organization from this day forward. But how are you going to start a season when everybody in the football world knows that your organization doesn't expect nothing from you, that they all want you to tank so they can get a better you?
Yeah, but who takes them seriously anyway? Like it's
you
it's
know
one of those,
it's the organization, it's not the players.
Yeah, but it's one of those things where like that's gonna have to come from performance anyway. Like if you guys go out there and you stink up the joint, they're gonna be looking at it with the grand scope of Dolphins anyway. Most people aren't gonna look at these terrible players. Like for example, most people look at the brand of the Marlins right now. They're not saying, man, can you believe what a bunch of bums these guys are and list off who the guys are that are actually terrible? No, they just put it under the guise of the Marlins. If there are shining lights in this turd pile, we're just like, yeah, this Caleb Smith, though. He's looking pretty good. Sandy Alcantara, pretty good in this whole thing that's been bad. John Birdie, shout out. Birdie!
Baseball's a little different, though. Because baseball, if you rebuild your farm system, it'll take a little bit, but you can have a plan to turn it around. And baseball, you can win without culture if you have enough talent, although some is required. You know, just how to work, how to prepare every game, how to be a professional. That's all required of you. And if you have a team that demands that, which I'm more than sure that's what Derek Jeter was assuming, that we're going to get in here, we're going to teach guys how to be professional. There's no way they could be that bad.
No, but I think the way it helps you in football, even if it's a case of you thinking of bringing a culture of losing, I do think there is some value in what the Dolphins have done in getting rid of all of the bad salary, because those guys weren't equating to winning.
That's not tanking.
In a way, it is, though.
No, like, it's not.
No. Because if you had Ndamukong Suh on this team, you wouldn't – and I know that they've had bad defenses with him, but you'd still feel like, all right, at least I know that that's a proven commodity that's on the roster. Like, okay. if you had guys who you were willing to invest a little bit of money in, they're usually getting paid a lot of money because they have some kind of a track record. If you're going to just go young and say, I'd rather give those minutes to Christian Wilkins – learning to be the frontier of the defense, even if he's going to take his bumps and bruises, him making a rookie-scale salary is going to be much better in our organization's value later on down the road.
Okay, but being cost-efficient is not tanking.
Sometimes it is, though.
No. Because understand this. You still have to spend a certain amount of money. It's not like the Marlins going from $100 million to $30. You still have
to spend. But they can't because they have Wei-Yin Chen. They can't.
You have to spend the same amount of money. So regardless of people saying, oh, he's just dumping salary or dumping this or dumping that, you still have to spend a certain amount of money.
But the Dolphins
you can't.
But that's going to go into why the Dolphins are going to pay Xavier Howard and Laremy Tunsil.
Okay.
Those are
going to
be the guys you pay for.
You're still paying the money. The problem was is that the money that you were spending wasn't resulting in winning. So what you have to do is you have to change that thought. Hey, let's start getting money behind our guys that we've groomed, our guys that we've drafted, and let's get rid of a lot of this money that hasn't helped us win. So when we move to this next stage, with the new coach and new people in the front office, we can be better at all the things that are required to be a winning franchise.
What do they got this? They got this Steph Curry finding Aladdin's lamp. Like, this guy doesn't have enough good things going on in his life, and he gets three wishes. I mean, really?
By the way, how y'all feel about Will Smith being Gina?
I haven't seen it yet. I have to see the movie.
It comes out this weekend.
I don't have to watch movies anymore. I can just look at the pictures, tell you what's going to happen.
No.
Yeah, he's proven that.
He's
kind of right about that.
Don't get all cocky.
What?
What do you think is going to happen?
You got one right.
Do you think this is going to be exactly like the cartoon, or do you think it'll be different?
I mean, a couple of lines will be different. It's got to be the same basic concept.
Yeah, like it's going to be a flying carpet, whole new world. You got to get the people.
I don't think I ever saw
a pop star singing a whole new world this time. They'll change it up.
I don't think I ever saw the original.
He's gonna
what?
Crazy. Like I saw parts of it, but I don't think I ever saw the whole thing. I didn't start getting into Disney movies until maybe Finding Nemo.
Really?
You're massively lying.
I'm not massively lying. I didn't see. What's the one with the mermaid?
What, you're going to say you didn't see The Lion King either?
No, I saw Lion King. I saw Lion King.
Could you see Lion King and not Aladdin? They basically came out at the same time.
I didn't see Aladdin. I didn't see the one with the mermaid. What's that one?
Robbie, you don't have kids. Why are you?
Yeah.
Did you see it?
Of course. What do you mean? Like it's also almost impossible not to have seen it.
I've seen all the Toy Stories. I've seen all the Pixar ones.
Man.
Some of the originals I missed out on.
We're enjoying a Monday here at Twin Peaks in Davie. It's a Man Cave Monday. Happy hour goes until 6 p.m. We're back right after this. All right, welcome back, everybody.
The maddest person this weekend, or the maddest thing, was Oreo.
Why?
We had to lock him up.
Oh.
Because if he eats outside food, he gets sick. Yeah, man, it's brutal.
Texter writes in, I love Willie, but he's a damn fool. A black genie? I've never heard of any kind of nonsense like that in my life.
Why can't a genie be black?
Why can't a genie? Well, isn't he blue?
He is. Well, that's weird, though. He is blue, but in only parts of it.
What do you mean, only parts
of
it?
I swear I saw a picture of him like in the genie outfit, but he was just, you know, regular. I don't know. Maybe that was, maybe I was hallucinating.
Yep.
Somebody also texts in, by the way, Marlins game's now a decent date. Cheap entry just to get booze and food for a Sunday midday action. Can't beat it, Robbie. We got to do a Marlins game with Macho Marlins Man out in the bar. Next homestand. We got to go.
We're going to go
in the Clevelander?
No. Like they have the center bar out there.
Oh, yeah. Because I went to the ballpark not too long ago, a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's something missing. It's not like, as
without the statue.
It's not as festive.
You know what's missing? People.
No. I mean,
they had 15,000 yesterday. I was really surprised.
All New Yorkers
at a Marlins game.
Yeah,
all New Yorkers.
That's honest attendance.
That's straight up honest attendance.
All New Yorkers.
I don't know. It was that something about those
good
Sundays.
I'm glad all those Bobos in the Bronx and Cliff from Queens are all going home sad.
Johnny from Long Beach.
This is a disgrace. Look at Cano. Not running out the ground ball. This guy's not a hustler like Ray Ordonez or Benny Agbayani or Mike Piazza.
Up in five towns.
Mike Piazza didn't hustle. He could barely walk.
It was only like 9,000 a day before. I doubt an extra 6,000 New Yorkers showed up to that Mets game after they've lost two in a row to the Marlins. I highly doubt that.
How can you lose to the stupid fish? You got to fry those fish.
Why are you sounding like Andrew Dice Clay?
That's how they all sound, man. That's their voice. That is the voice of the Mets fan. They all sound like Dice Clay.
No, that's more, I don't know. That's kind of more sounds like the Yankee fan.
Nah, man. It's how they all sound. Trust me. It's the same. It's just what bad side of the coin.
Because it's what? Mets, Jets, Yankees, Giants. That's how it goes?
Sometimes there's a mix of others. Depends
on the Mets fans mostly like the Long Islanders, like the Five Towners, those people?
They're all just sloppy. I don't know what to tell you, man.
Well, you got old-school Giants fans, old-school Dodgers fans, and once they moved out, and then the Mets became a mixture of both with the colors.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Texter writes in, does Tobin think it's reasonable to ask Wade to tank for Zion last season? No. But, like, you guys are bringing up a special circumstance. Like, I would never ask Dan Marino to tank. It's a stupid thing to bring up. Another person who should sit at the kids' table. You bring up these ridiculous things.
You sound ridiculous, though, with the tanking.
I don't. Did you see this article? I was just reading this in the Sun Sentinel that one of their ESPN analysts, he said he has predicted the Dolphins. He's a numbers analyst, Mike Clay, one of these nerds.
Seems legit.
He has predicted the Dolphins to go 0-16 this year.
Oh, that would be amazing.
Yep. He did that. So
he's predicting the Dolphins to do something that's only been done once?
He numbers crunched. He said
twice.
He said the Dolphins could go 3-13, but he's only predicting them to go 0-16.
So tops.
So their over-under is 3?
So their tops is 3
wins.
I'll
take that action.
Are you gonna tweet to Mike Clay?
I'll take that action.
You're gonna take that action, huh?
I'll take that.
I think 3-13 was my exact Dolphins prediction.
I'll take that action.
You're gonna take it with me?
When we played the game, yeah, you said 3-13.
Yeah.
I'll take that action.
That was
action.
Before Josh Rosen, though, so I just want to say.
It don't matter.
We're playing the game again?
You got a new coach coming in. You think he's going to let his team go through? You think he wants to be associated with 3-13? You bums.
I'm sure Hugh Jackson said the same thing.
We can't play the game again until
Hugh Jackson sucks somewhere else.
He was all right with the Raiders.
This guy, you think Brian Flores is going to let that team go 3-13?
What control does he have?
What do you mean let them go 3-13? What the hell is he going to do?
Okay.
Really? Okay, okay. So let me get this straight. So you,
I got all action.
Do you not?
I got all action. They ain't going 3-13.
Let me tell you something. I got
all action.
I got two words for you.
You want to go to dartboard?
I got two words for you.
Dartboard.
I got two words for you, and I'm about to put you in a box.
What?
All right. Jeff Fisher. You remember when he was like, I'm not gonna go 7-9 or 6-10 or fired.
I'm not fired. Going 7-9.
Fired.
Okay.
Fired.
Fine.
Fired.
That's fine. I'm not boxed in.
It's a ridiculous thing to say, the coach, he's not going to let them.
So why did Cam Cameron let them go, them have one win or whatever the hell
then
it was?
Then guess what? I'll take all action.
What's all action?
What's all action?
Action you guys want on 3-13.
Okay, so you want
– I say over.
Over three wins.
Yeah.
That's what you're going with?
I think they're going to have more than three wins, so.
Bold.
I'm just saying.
Who's being the bold one here, you or me?
Me.
Great odds to go to the dartboard of doom. You're showing real guts.
Oh, okay. Then what's a fair number?
I don't know. I'll figure it out.
No, you don't have time to figure it out.
You want to
box people in 2 seconds?
I did box
Come
you
up
in.
With an answer.
You just said a ridiculous thing where you're like, he's not going to let him. You got Jeff Fisher on tape saying, I'm not going 7-9, except then he did and he got fired. He went worse than 7-9.
Let me ask you a question.
I think he was 4-9.
Go ahead.
You think Brian Flores is going to be a good coach?
Yeah, I do.
You do?
I like him.
Right. And why do you think he's going to be a good coach?
He's got good culture.
I guess I don't know.
He's got good culture.
Say good culture.
He's got a good resume coming in.
Good culture,
shut down
right?
two of the best offenses good, in the league.
Right, right.
All right. You know what he is? He's a go-getter. He worked his stuff up from the bottom.
Go-getter.
I respect that.
Go-getter.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Kind of like you're saying too much pride. He'll figure out a way.
You know who else has pride tonight? Damian Lillard. He's going to get –
It's his fault!
He's going to get swept.
It's his fault!
Oh, okay. Well, he should not let them be swept. Pride. It's a cute
Jimmy
thing
Johnson
to say.
Jimmy Johnson went 1-15 with the Cowboys.
Pride.
He boxed me in more than you did.
Well, it's okay.
You've been boxed in!
I hope that was your body and not Jennifer.
Self-admitted box.
You admit it. Like, what am I supposed to do?
Yeah, I mean – You brought it on yourself.
You admit. You didn't have to read the text. I didn't even see that text. Nothing to tell you.
All right. They ain't going 3-13.
4-12? What do you think they're going to go?
Play the game.
Come on.
Play the game.
That's a win. That's a loss.
I'd say the worst case scenario, 6 losses.
Six losses?
6 wins. Sorry.
Worst case scenario. Yeah. So if this season's a disaster –
6-10.
You think they're going to be 6-10?
Correct.
Wow.
Mark that down.
Interesting.
And I would be disappointed.
Week one at home against the Ravens.
Interesting. And you think that just because the coach isn't going to let them?
Wait. So you guys are going to take all these teams and go win-loss based on what they did last year?
No. We're factoring off-season moves.
We do moves.
We have new information.
We do home road.
We get all sorts of stuff.
We got analysis. You think you just throw this stuff out there?
We don't just go willy-nilly.
You guys are the Magic Johnsons of sports analysts.
What does that mean?
You're just winging it.
We don't show up to work?
No, you're winging it. You talk about prep. Robbie, I'll leave you
Fine.
Out of it.
We'll be Magic Johnson. You're Palinka. That makes you Palinka.
Palinka.
You're Palinka.
No, I'm not.
Yep. You just Palinka'd.
No.
Wait. Yep. So he's the worthless backstabber?
He's a backstabber.
Look, you know Beast is going to jump on that train because it ain't him.
Right. Anytime the cover can be taken from me, it's great.
Vegas has over under at 4.5 wins.
Oh, man, really?
So you're going over?
I'm going over.
Okay.
Man.
I think they'll get more than 4 wins.
I think they might.
Somebody's saying Captain Kurz has put Brett on over 4.5 wins.
Right. Like, yeah.
We're going to Vegas before the season. You going to place a bet?
Yep.
Put your money where your mouth is.
I will.
I will, too. I'll put under.
I would go over.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, one of these is going to leave a winner.
No.
Loser leaves town.
It's basically a Robbie bet. We got to wait 5 months to figure out if we won. Like, Robbie's got more action than we've had all year in week one of the football season.
I want more Robbie Benz. That could just be just destroyed in one game. It was so great.
The 4-1.
The entire Mag 7 like down the toilet.
I would like to see an entire Mag 7 just tied to one event.
By the way, how about me lucking out with the under 7.5 in the PGA Championship?
No, you didn't luck out. I told you it was a good bet.
That Varner blew up in the last game.
Yeah,
no.
It was close.
I told you it was a good bet.
Not my Kentucky Derby bet sucked, though.
By the way, my Preakness bet.
Sorry.
I was so happy to see because he's not as good as Tiger.
Who?
But as
Brooksy.
Harold Varner.
Oh, Varner, yeah.
But as far as like personalities and stuff, that guy's always talking. He's a bubbly personality. I wish he had done better, because if he had won, oh man, that would have been awesome.
He went from like second to 36. I wonder how many dollars that cost him.
Probably like $600,000. But here's the problem. Like, he hasn't won, so like, he needs a couple of big events like that to keep his card. So whenever he gets a moment like that. But I got to tell you, it was his first time ever in that situation. And he made some – ooh, he got the snap hooks. And he just started hitting it left.
Snap hook.
If you do it the other way, that's a banana slice.
So are you really not bringing any leftovers in for lunch tomorrow?
There is none.
Damn it.
Leroy has never been right about anything football related since you guys started this show. Wow.
It's tough.
Wow. That prediction will go just as well as the Jarvis Landry prediction.
Yeah, it's true.
What did I predict with Jarvis Landry?
You said under 75 catches.
Yeah.
How many do you have?
I think he had like, I don't know, but I won by like week 14.
Okay.
You did say that the Jay Cutler Dolphins would beat but they would at least cover against that Patriots in the Monday night game, and you were right about that. We were all wrong.
Yeah.
Because, see, you guys are all like,
congratulations, you won the Cutler bet.
I do kind of agree on the over 4.5, though. That's so low.
They could sneaky beat the Chargers. West Coast team coming east for 1 o'clock game.
I mean, it's not a stretch just so they get 5 or 6
wins. Chargers
was
the third best team in the AFC last year. All right.
West Coast team coming east playing 1 o'clock game.
This jackass ESPN guy is predicting a high of 3 wins can get you, come on.
That's because, you know what? Just saying they'll have 4 or 5 wins doesn't sound good. Say no wins. That sounds great. Who's that guy that said no wins?
That's the guy you're facing off against.
Would you know him? Would you know him?
Do you want to get Mike Clay on the show?
Yes. Let's get Mike Clay on the show.
Yes.
Are you going to yell at him? Or are you going to
be nice? Yes, I'm going to yell. I'm going to say, how'd you come to the conclusion that a team,
what's going to happen when he boxes you in?
No, oh.
I'm going to say this. Of all the Dolphins teams you've been around or seen, right?
I don't think he's a beat reporter. I think he's an analyst.
This one's the worst one?
It's pretty bad.
No, he's not looking
at it. It's not worse than the 1-15.
He's not comparing it.
But they do have 12 knees.
They got a fat guy as their quarterback, and their other quarterback was ousted by the other team after 1 year.
I don't count any moves done by Arizona.
Hey, you.
Because Arizona's a bad organization.
They've been a better organization than the Dolphins over the last 20 years.
You guys get paid for overtime?
No.
Okay. What? Will we over?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We just love it here so much at Twin Peaks and Davie. Man Cave Monday. Shout out. Get on over here. Scenic views.
Plus, it's raining and can't go home.
It's kind of like the north. I think Jon Snow's here. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.